You're listening to an exclusive presentation of XNX Sports Radio.
To our show, XNX Sports Radio. Joining me today, again, is our panel. We have Derek Reed, Chris Rivera, and Jake Martel. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
How's everyone doing?
Great. How are you?
Just surviving. Just trying to survive.
I hear you.
That sounded like that would taste a little bit warm there.
It's a little cup of Joe there for you.
All right.
Thanks.
All
right.
So we're all recording from our own home studios, practicing our social distancing and all being safe. So today we're gonna jump into some fantasy football topics. We're gonna jump into the Mike Clay's from ESPN.com 2020 top 300 PPR fantasy football rankings. We're gonna go over that a little bit. We're gonna discuss some of the players in the top 300, then we will go ahead and break down the positions a little bit and kind of debate whether or not this is where they belong or not. So, guys, any thoughts before we jump into this? Anything new going on that might have popped up as far as sports goes, or that you might want to discuss? Everyone good?
There's a little debate I'd like. In his top 300, we have at 293, Will Dissly, the tight end of Seattle, and Greg Ward Jr., wide receiver of Philadelphia, at 284. I'd like to switch those out, but other than that, you can take the mic and go ahead and talk what you want to talk about.
Wow, that is some really great observation. So yeah. I got to tell you,
let's not forget about the little guys that make up.
But what's the condition of Will Dissly currently, though? I mean, didn't he get injured? Is he like not even active?
I don't know. I just let me know that I don't know who this Greg Ward Jr. is.
But you want to debate it?
Yeah, I want Will Dissly to go back up to 283, and that's huge for you fantasy owners. Okay, you're at round 15. You need a solid backup tight end.
Tell me why Patrick Mahomes is 34.
Yeah, that's so. See,
nobody wants to talk about Pat Mahomes.
Did you say backup tight end?
Will Dissly. Yeah.
Yeah. Backup tight end who may not even be available to play.
Erroneous.
That's erroneous. That's my right word, now. Derek.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Trademarked.
I thought it was the Webster Dictionary's word, but whatever.
We can definitely debate that for another time. Pat Mahomes ranked 34th on the overall ranking. There's a lot in between this, right? So let's just jump right into it. So I'm going to just start off with the top 10 that he has listed here. So the top 10 players, okay, Christian McCaffrey at 1, Michael Thomas, Saquon Barkley, Dalvin Cook, Ezekiel Elliott, Alvin Kamara, Devontae Adams, DeAndre Hopkins, Julio Jones, and Chris Godwin. That's rounding off the top 10. And then if we go five more, you got Mike Evans, Tariq Hill, Aaron Jones, Derrick Henry, and Austin Eckler. So there's a lot in there right off the bat. No quarterbacks at all in the top 10 and 15, which absolutely makes sense. No, 100%. Yeah. And actually, if you want to speak quarterback, the first quarterback coming off the board, according to him, would be at 23. Right? Did I read that correctly? 23, Lamar Jackson. So Lamar Jackson over Pat Mahomes as the number one quarterback coming off the board, I guess, the way he has this broken down.
I understand it because he's got the running aspect, which I don't think Mahomes – you're not going to get like 100 yards every game out of Mahomes. Not necessarily would you either, Lamar, but.
I mean, are we going to see that again, though? Is that really going to happen?
Not every game, but it's possible. I think he's going to have a little bit of fallback, but that's for discussion when we get to the quarterbacks.
Right. No, personally. I agree. So let's go top 10. So, okay. Here's my first take. I'm looking at this. Christian McCaffrey, Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas is a beast. And, there's one and one A, I guess, for some people. You know, me personally, I think I'd put Michael Thomas one. I know everybody's like, oh, McCaffrey, he gets, you know, I don't know. I just don't know how that's all going to work out in Carolina. There's a lot of new pieces over there. Nothing's really changed as far as the offense and things like that in New Orleans for Michael Thomas. If you're going off of how things were last year, yeah, then I guess I can see that. But even still, I think I would put Michael Thomas one. So that's really where I stand right there. I'm just, really?
See, me personally, if I say I'm the number two pick in the draft, mm-hmm. I don't think I'm taking Michael Thomas. I'm taking Saquon or even Zeke. I have Zeke over Dalvin Cook in my personal opinion, but that's just me. I don't think I would feel comfortable in a PPR league as my number two pick taking Michael Thomas, a wide receiver.
Well, I think it absolutely makes sense, especially in a PPR league, because it's points per reception. Mm-hmm. And who's going to get more receptions than Michael Thomas? So
yeah, but it should fall off a little bit because now they have another stud. Yeah, he's a little older, but they do have Emmanuel Sanders now.
Agreed. But he's still going to – this kid's going to get fed. This guy's definitely going to get fed.
I agree. But I think running backs are guaranteed more touches than receivers all day. So that's why I'm with the running backs in this situation, even in PPR leagues.
And that's a good point. No, then definitely you're 100% right. Running backs are going to get more touches, right? They're, you know, that's just the way it's set up in fantasy. Well, just in the sport altogether. But I think, and I don't know, I mean, and maybe he has a fall off. And like I said, Michael Thomas just was a true monster last year. It didn't matter who was throwing the ball to him. I mean, mm-hmm. we saw that as well, mm-hmm. you know.
That's a great point.
So, you know, he was coming off on top every week as the number one wide receiver just about. So,
I think I was reading something with CMC that even if he stopped playing after week 10, he still would have finished first among running backs in PPR leagues. That's crazy.
Well, that is crazy. But, I mean, that is also telling of the situation that was in Carolina. They had nothing else over there.
Well, I think Teddy Bridgewater is a solid thing, and I think CMC is always going to be involved. He's too much talent to leave him alone.
Right.
No, right.
But let's keep in mind, they got a new coach, too. So the whole system's going to be shaken up, and I don't know. Just based on raw talent and stuff like that, I got to go CMC still the number one running back and number one overall, especially after last season.
I can understand and I can respect that side of it. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, if we're really going to look, say, you know, as far as, you know, they have new offense over there, new coaches, you know, a whole new scheme altogether. We really don't know what we can get. But if you look at what Michael Thomas did, a lot of that's still going to be the same. Everything there is still going to be the same. And this is still including the fact that, you know, don't forget they had Alvin Kamara there who also catches out the backfield. You know, there's other options that was there as well. This guy was still getting fed. So there's just a lot of things there that just kind of just, you know, to me, especially if things are still going to be the same, you know, you're not going to get much of a difference there. You're just going to get a little bit better. So
speaking of Alvin Kamara, I don't even know if I have him at top 10 anymore because he was so up and down. I had him last year and there was times I would go through 3 weeks. I wouldn't get more than like 10 points from him. And I was like,
right.
It's either boom or bust with him, I feel like.
And he was hurt, for a lot of the season. He wasn't playing 100%, so he was in the lineup. You started him, and he'd get 5 carries for 30 yards, and that kind of stunk. I think that's also why Michael Thomas had such a huge year last year, because their inability to run the ball.
Right. No, 100%. That's all facts right there. And like what you just said, we can start leaning that way. I don't think he's a top 10 running back this year either. I mean, falling in at number 6, I thought was a little high.
Agreed.
For him.
I'd say he's top 10 running back. I just don't think he's top 10 overall.
Well, overall. Player, correct. You know. I apologize. And yes, no, you're okay. We're looking at the top 300 there. But yeah, I don't think he falls in the top 10 300 players. I definitely think there's other players that you want to grab before him. In the top 10. I mean, if you look at the rest of this list, you look at who's not in the top 10, when you got Evans, Tariq Hill, Aaron Jones, mm-hmm. Derrick Henry, Austin Eckler, and you look at those, you know, Derrick Henry, what's going to happen with him? Is he going to be the same? Does he fall into the top 10 this year? He definitely could. Austin Eckler now being the sure thing, but we still don't know what's going on in Los Angeles with the Chargers there as well. But he's definitely going to be the sure thing now that Gordon's gone, right? So does he fall into the top 10?
He could. He's a big threat.
I think it's nothing but an opportunity, though, you know? It's a bet. It's a bet. It's who's willing to take it.
I'd say Nick Chubb should be in the top 10 overall players. He was a beast for Cleveland, and he was – when they struggled, he was there. He can do – he can. I think he should be over Eckler and Aaron Jones and all of them.
Nick Chubb falling in at 19.
That's, he has to coexist with Kareem Hunt, right?
Well, really. I mean, what's going to happen? I don't know. See, Cleveland to me –
they're a question
Cleveland
mark.
Cleveland bothers me. Yeah, they bother me. I think they
should be better, though, because there's not nearly as much pressure on them to perform this year than there was last year.
Well, Freddie Kitchens is out, too.
Yeah, that's true. That's true as well. But they just – didn't they get – oh, my goodness, Hooper?
That's a good pickup.
So that's a great pickup, right? So you would think, you know, then they signed – who's the backup they signed?
Well, that lets me know that they're invested in the passing game, too, because is that going to hurt Nick Chubb?
Yeah, you're 100%. But Nick Chubb falling in 19, I think going back to that, I think that's a hard one to swallow. I mean, he is a beast. You know, he definitely should be higher than that, I think.
And Kenyon Drake could be a real beast this year,
Kenyon
too.
Drake is going to cause some problems this year. Arizona is going to cause some problems this year.
Yeah, I don't like it, but it's
you got to deal with it, man.
Yeah, you definitely going to have to deal with it. I'm really happy for the kid Kenyon Drake, though. As who, you know,
me too.
You know, looks like he's got a landing spot there, and there's a lot going on over there. So, listen, since we're talking Arizona, right? DeAndre Hopkins coming in at number 8. Does he stay in the top 10? Does this help him stay in the top 10? Or does he fall out of the top 10?
Nah, top 10, no doubt.
Why is
that? Top 10 overall or top 10 receiver?
Top 10 overall right now, we're talking.
Yeah, does he stay in top 10?
Safely.
Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, so the top 10, so right now he's number 8 in the overall.
Right.
So is he going to stay? Do you think he finishes in the top 10 overall at the end of the year?
Yeah,
I got him top 2 receivers in the year. I got him top 5.
Yeah, I'm thinking he moves up. I don't know about 5, but
yeah, I think it's going to be all running backs first 5.
Yeah, I think maybe Michael Thomas move up 1.
Five. Wow, you don't have Michael Thomas in your top 5, Derek?
No. Overall, top 100, I would take 4 running backs over Michael Thomas if I was in.
You would take 4 running backs.
I get it.
I would take Christian McCaffrey, Saquon Barkley, Zeke Elliott, and Dalvin Cook over Michael Thomas. You got to have that stud running back, because if you take Michael Thomas and then the second round you're going for your running back, big drop off.
All right, so you're in a 12-man. You're in a 12-man PPR, right?
Yeah.
So let's look at that. So say you have the number 2 pick.
Yeah.
You grab Michael Thomas, and this falls in order. Right. So then your next pick is coming, number 23?
Yeah.
There's a lot of running backs gone at that point. You're 100% right.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You might think, Michael Thomas, they're such a beast. But
that's all receivers over there, man.
Wide receivers are deeper than the running backs. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, he's got a solid point. I mean, if you look at that, look at all the running backs that are gone by the time, if you have the number two pick,
you just see
in the PPR. Your next pick is number 23. Mm-hmm. And, dude, I mean, who's your next running back after that?
They have listed Miles Sanders.
Miles Sanders. Yeah.
Is that 31. Who you want your number 1 to be?
No, you're right. That's a great point. Great way of looking at it.
But, I mean, if you look at it, Michael Thomas got you 20 a game last year.
No, see, yeah, that's
but
true.
Thing, but that, he gets the numbers. He gets the numbers. His name is at number 2 for a reason, and that's what just has to be accepted. This man is going to get
listen,
you the point.
Listen,
I'm not going to deny 20 points a game on fantasy. You know, if he's there at my pick, okay. I'd take him. You know, maybe not at 2, but I'd take him at 5.
You know what I'm saying? If you got it.
At 5,
you have that if Amari Cooper's still available as your first receiver, you don't love Amari Cooper. Say you have Saquon Barkley and Amari Cooper, that's better than Michael Thomas and Miles Sanders.
For sure. No doubt.
I mean, you know, obviously all things who knows, somebody might take a Patrick Mahomes at number 8 because they just can't help themselves.
So you won't believe the stuff that happens in our leagues, man.
Right.
Derek, so would you say, if you have pick number 5, would you go Michael Thomas or Alvin Kamara? Granted, your first 5 running backs are off the table.
Well, are you saying number 5? Because that's Dalvin Cook, I would think, for me, is the number 5.
If Dalvin Cook's – so look at the running backs listed in the top 10. So if the top 5 running backs are gone, so that's Christian McCaffrey, Saquon, Dalvin, Zeke, would you go Kamara or Michael Thomas?
I would go Michael Thomas. For sure. I told you I didn't really trust Alvin Kamara anymore.
Right, I agree.
But you know what? But if you're picking at 5, see, we all got to think – draft positions on this, right? If you're picking at 5, you have a better chance of, if you pick Thomas at 5, you got a better chance of grabbing a running back, because then you're coming back around, you know, 19, 20, somewhere around there, 21.
Yeah, you might get Chubb or Josh Jacobs.
Chubb, Mixon. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what Mixon's going to do this year. I mean, he's listed there, but, you know, so it's definitely based on what your draft position is.
But I mean, like, look at Chris Carson down at 50. Chris Carson's a steal at 50. You know,
I feel like his health issues are too much to. Plus, sometimes Seattle doesn't always stick with the same guy. I wouldn't want Carson as my number one.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I saw Mack. Carson at 50. I definitely saw Carlin at 50. I'm Carson at 50, and that's something that triggered to me is like, you know what? He's there because of what happened last year, but his talent, if you're just thinking talent wise, he's definitely top 25. You know, overall, if he's healthy and he's going to be able to play, I think
OBJ should be top 10 then, because he's talent wise, he should be in the top 10, but he's just
just base it off OBJ. I have to base it off the quarterback. Right. You know what I mean? That's part of it. Right. Like, Seattle runs the ball. Like, running back, you can base off pure talent, because when they get the ball, they can do whatever they want with it. But looking at the receiver, they're not always going to. Yeah. Get delivered to OBJ, you know.
All I'm saying is I think Michael Thomas is stud, don't get me wrong, but if you take him early, you're two combined against your other two combined. I'm taking the stud running back and a second tier receiver versus what
I agree.
If you're looking at Michael
the earliest I'm taking him, it's all along your draft position, honestly.
Right. And it is. But again, I kind of drafted that way last year, where I went heavy on stud receivers and then just kind of threw in backs here and there, and you know
it worked out for you. It worked out, right? It can't work.
So you know, those are some of the things that you kind of have to strategize against, because there's some shots, long shots that you can take later on, like, you know, past 40. You got
Todd Gurley
this year. He might. Le'Veon Bell. We don't know what's going to happen. You know, Singletary. Your boy over there in Buffalo, I mean, we don't really know what's going to happen there. So there's some chances you can take, even Williams in Kansas City. But to your point, Derek, and I think you make a great point when you say that, you know, you really risk the chance of not getting one of those top stud running backs that most people would be comfortable with. The other thing that can happen, though, is you draft a wide receiver so early, all of a sudden people start drafting receivers. We've seen it happen before, you know, depending on who you're drafting with. Next thing you know, people are like, oh, wait a minute, you know, then they start grabbing. Next thing you know, they grab DeAndre Hopkins and, you know, Davante Adams off the board, and it kind of leaves a few things.
Hop went first round for us, I think.
He might have.
I think he should go first round. Picked him up with his fourth or fifth. That's crazy.
See, since we have him, we agree that he's top 10 overall players. He should be drafted in the first round. We all agree, I think.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. But, you know, definitely going to be something to watch for once we start drafting, getting closer to our drafts. And then eventually, in a couple of weeks, we're going to do a mock draft and kind of see where we, you know, just kind of the four of us, I think we'll do a little mock draft and see where, you know, where players end up. I think that'll be interesting to see as well, too. But there's a lot of beef there when you're looking from 10 to 20 as far as running backs go, man. Be interesting to see how that all turns
out.
Also
don't feel comfortable in my top 20, Austin Eckler and Leonard Fournette, because I feel like right now their teams are so terrible. Sometimes you don't want to take players on terrible teams.
Yeah, and just the uncertainty, I think, especially with Austin Eckler there. And Fournette, I don't know. Fournette wasn't really much of a...
But I feel like they're going to play behind, because have pretty much no defense anymore. They lost all their big names in defense. And
yeah, true.
I feel like they're going to play from behind all the time. And you saw even last year, Leonard Fournette would just go away if they were down. And you didn't see him. He's not a pass-catching running back. He's not like
true
that guy. So he really diminished last year.
Yeah. I definitely see Nick Chubb, Kenyon Drake moving past Fournette and Eckler. I don't know about Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones is always up and down. Aaron Jones had some really huge games last year that kind of skewed his numbers.
I loved it.
He's a great pass catcher.
He definitely is. He definitely is. But again, he had some games last year that really, really shifted his
Well, I think the Packers were a little they didn't play their best. Even though they finished 13-3, I think they didn't play very well.
That's sometimes scary. If they didn't play their best and they finished 13-3, that doesn't say much for the league if they start to play at their full potential. So
be insane.
I don't know. So
if I went by what you're implying at least.
Yeah, no. Listen, it's it can be dangerous for the rest of the league. But we'll see how that works out, you know, especially you got Brady in the NFC now. So there's going to be some pretty big wars.
I honestly think there's going to be at least two teams from the NFC West in the playoffs and possibly even three teams from the NFC South, because I feel like the Saints, Bucks, and the who am I forgetting? Who's it? Why am I drawing a blank?
There's Saints, Bucks, there's Panthers, and oh, man. Yeah, good job. Great airtime, too.
I can see the other team. Why am I drawing a blank?
Anybody want to help there? Saints, Bucks, Panthers. I'm drawing a blank we're going to edit this part
Atlanta.
Out.
I think Atlanta's going to be Atlanta. I think they're talent-wise. They beat the Niners last year. They're supposed to be great. I think they're going to bounce back and they're going to be –
Well, Atlanta's roster now, so anybody saw that? I think, Jake, you're probably the one that pointed that out to me, where they're, their starting roster right now, they're all, first-round picks.
Yeah. It's incredible to look
all
at.
All 11 positions.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see that.
I think Todd Gurley's a big boost for them.
No, I think so, too. I mean, you know, I've been down on Gurley. Everyone knows I've kind of been down on Gurley past few years on fantasy, but I really think the change of scenery for him is going to do big. This offense is probably going to be it's probably going to fit him a lot better. You know, so we'll see what happens. Atlanta's that division is just going to be they're going to be going back and forth. It'll be interesting. So we'll see how it turns out. We're going to wrap this segment up here. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. All right, and we're back. Segment two here, we're going to talk a little bit about we're going to break down the positions is what we're going to do. We're going to look at the positions. We're going to look at the quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers. Maybe we'll touch up on some of the other ones, some tight ends. We can look at the tight ends. We'll see what time permits and go from there. But we talked about the overall top 300. Now we're going to break them down by individual positions, 32 quarterbacks. There's 70 running backs that are ranked and 100 wide receivers currently for the 2020 year. So first quarterback off the board, they have Lamar Jackson. So let's go top 10 so far for the quarterbacks there. Lamar Jackson, Pat Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, Kyle Murray, Russell Wilson, Dak Prescott, Tom Brady at 7, Josh Allen at 8. Carson Wentz at 9 and Matt Ryan at 10. That's pretty interesting. Just outside of the top 10, you have Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Daniel Jones, Matt Stafford, and 15, Ben Roethlisberger.
Big Ben.
The big first one that jumps out to me, I think, is, and I don't know, maybe this kind of ties into what we talked about in the earlier segment, but I think Drew Brees is actually going to have a bigger year this year. He was hurt last year, so obviously we're going off of previous numbers. I think he's going to be a top 10 quarterback. I don't know if he's definitely top 12 right now. So, you know, if you're looking in a 12-man league, he's definitely going to be a starter on someone's team. But I think personally he's going to end up in the top 10. The ones that kind of give me a little bit of question mark in this top 10 right now, Kyle Murray as the number four.
What?
You know, I think that's a little bit of a stretch. I just not.
That's
I don't know.
Up there,
I
mean, man.
I think
that's
he's,
up there, dude.
I think that's doable. Five. That's doable.
I mean,
he's got a cannon, man.
He does. Listen, and no and doubt he does. I like Murray. I do. I like him.
He got the
I
hop just, man now.
I don't know. He's got hops over there.
Kenyon at the back.
So I think you know,
legit.
I mean, it. I don't know. I mean, maybe six or seven. I don't know.
Go ahead.
I think Watson looking, at threes is like erroneous way now. Too high. I think he's like 10 now. You know,
right. I mean, that's kind of where. So I was going to jump into that a little bit too, and then with the rumors about him. In New England, I don't know how true that is, but
nah, he ain't leaving.
How that's going to end up happening?
Be insane.
But I mean, who do they have in New England? It's the same thing, right? They wouldn't really have anybody.
Yeah, but I think Houston's a train wreck this year. I don't think I would take anyone from Houston.
I don't know.
Comfortably, I say Deshaun Watson and Carson Wentz out of top 10.
I can see that.
I think Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees should be in top 10 just for pure talent and volume. They have to be.
Yeah.
In top 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm, I agree.
And Russell got to be number three.
Russell number three?
Yeah.
You're keeping Murray at four.
Yeah. I think. Okay, cool. I just think Russell's a little more proven. I honestly wouldn't mind owning either of them, but Russell has legit wide receivers now. And I think going back on Will Dissly at 293, if he's healthy. He's a stud, man. He's a solid stud. He likes
you're him. Right. You're right.
He's a solid 293.
Guy. 293.
He's 293, the sleeper of the year. 293,
oh,
mark my words.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
293 is the new 199.
That's
Tom Brady's draft position. But anyways, if you're not following, that's a little bit.
I got you, but I'm just saying that's not. That's just a little.
Mark it on your calendars. 293, the new 199.
All right. I think you're going to try to. Coin that, aren't you?
Yes.
Let's see how that really works out for you this year. Then we'll see what the 293 actually does. And when we draft, I will make sure we leave 293 available for you.
Thank
you. Especially if he's on the IR.
Still. But I will take him before 293. So.
So here's some thoughts. If you look down the rest of the rankings, right, and you go all the way down to 32, we obviously discussed this a little bit on the pre-talk. Andy Dalton being at 32, that is definitely. Because of what you mentioned, Derek, the fact that they're planning to draft the quarterback first, so we really don't know if he's going to be the starter or not.
Mm-hmm. And I greatly disagree with Sam Darnold at 30. Really? I think he's going to be between 20 and 25 at least.
So
20 and 25.
Here's my thing. Yeah. Sam Darnold at 30 and then Daniel Jones at 13. Which one of those two New York quarterbacks is going to have a better year?
I think Jones still, but I think Sam Darnold is still legit. Like he's not saying I want him, but I don't know why he's below guys that might not even play. Like Tyrod Taylor, he's probably not going to start. He's below Ryan's Fitzmagic. I don't think he'll start every game. You know,
no.
Dude, I think Ryan Tannehill will have a better year than Dan Jones.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Dan Jones
maybe
at 13,
not because of the. I don't know. I think Tennessee's going to try and be more run heavy. Not that seeing the Giants aren't, but I think Giants have better receivers. Maybe not.
Why? But so give me.
I think they're pretty identical teams, to be honest with you.
Why Dan Jones at 13? Yeah. Why Dan Jones at 13?
I think
I know you went this whole you know sell donuts a new donut thing last year with Dan Jones.
Yeah.
So Derek, I want you to explain to me why Dan Jones at 13.
Side note, we kind of won that argument looking back.
I don't necessarily agree that he's 13. I think Ben Roethlisberger should be higher than Daniel Jones.
Okay.
And I think Jared Goff should be out of the top 25, but that's getting out of. But I think Daniel Jones has a lot of talent around him, and if they draft defense well and if he's coached well, I think he's going to be just fine. I think he's a smart guy, a lot of talent around him, like I said. I think he's going to be fine. You know what I mean?
So better year than Sam Darnold for sure.
Yes, because I think the Jets are all jacked up, but I still think Sam Darnold should start every game. He only missed because of what, mono? That's kind of rare. That's not going to happen again, especially with the coronavirus thing going on right now. They're going to be, he's not going to be making out with random girls anymore. And so
are
think
these
Sam,
facts? Where are you coming up with this?
Look, I don't know if the facts, but usually
I mean,
mono.
We don't want to become like the TMZ.
The college disease where you just kiss too many people, whatever. But anywho, I think Sam Darnold's a solid guy, but he's not going to be 30, but he's not going to be over 20 either.
Well, he's got to get laser eye surgery so he's not seeing ghosts anymore first.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, that's we all say stupid things sometimes. It happens. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, just what about Gardner Minshew? Stupid things. We all say stupid things. That's very funny.
Gardner Minshew. Jags are – I wouldn't touch the Jags either, man. They're all
– Me neither.
They lost all their defense. Mm-hmm. They weren't even that sold on Minshew last year. And I don't know. He's got really no one to throw to except for, what, Shark? And that's it.
Yeah.
I think Derek Carr needs to move up a little.
I don't know. I don't know what,
if he starts. We don't know. There's uncertainty with his starting position.
That's a good point, too.
We'll see what happens with the draft there, too. I think Carr can definitely, if he's starting, which I think he is, he's going to be the starter, unless, I don't know, well, who knows. But I think Carr ends up in the top 20, at least top 20. I don't know if he ends up being a starting, you know, a QB1 on anybody's team, unless you just drafted so ridiculously that you save the quarterback for you the very last pick, which some people do. So, I mean, if it happens, it happens. Tyrod Taylor, I don't think he's going to end up being the starter in Los Angeles for long.
No.
I don't know what's happening in New England. Drew Locke seems to be their guy in Denver, but
I think he's going to be fine there, Drew Locke.
Yeah, I mean, I think he kind of ends up right around that area. Kirk Cousins at 20.
I think he's going to drop.
The top 15.
I think he's going to drop.
I don't know. I mean,
you think he'll drop?
Yeah, because they lost some. It sounds like there's some problems in there because players want to leave, and they just lost Everson Griffin, and now there's only one solid wide receiver there, and I just don't think they're going to be that.
Yeah, but Diggs
good
didn't show up every. Diggs didn't show up every game either.
Right.
Yeah, but it's still two great receivers, not, right. Now limited to one, and I think they got issues. Players want to leave. I don't know why. Mm.
It's cold in Minnesota.
Yeah, but they're in a dome, and it's a nice freaking dome.
Well, hey, if you nice offer first-round draft dome. Picks for their players, I'm sure everybody's going to leave.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. Then you go further down to the bottom. You got Teddy Bridgewater at 28. I think he's better than 28, but I don't know what happens in Carolina.
I think we'll Phillips see. Better than 27, too.
Phillips and Indy can really be a surprise. I just think the change of scenery, the whole thing with him also being in a dome now.
Frank Reich's good. He's a good – he's, you know, former quarterback. He's
– yeah.
So they're going to be quarterback
friendly. One to look out for. Baker at 19. I don't know what to even think of Baker anymore right now. Jimmy at
– you know, I didn't even 18. See that.
Yeah, so
– I think Jimmy's okay there because they're going to be more run heavy and open up when they need to. But I think Jimmy will be right around there, 18. I think that's a good spot for him.
Yeah. I think Goff's got to go down.
Yeah, he's. I think he's not even top 25.
I don't think so. I agree. I don't know what's going to happen over there.
I think LA's in shambles too, man.
Yeah, I'm there with you. And that's the quarterbacks there. Then I don't know. Anything else stick out for anybody? If that's about, well, you know what? Matt Stafford in Detroit. I mean,
it's his health. I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. 14 seems about right, but that's if he stays healthy, right? If he stays healthy, then
the talent's there around him. And right. He's obviously super talented, but I don't know about his health.
I don't know.
He could easily drop fast.
He could be one that ends up in the bottom, you know, 20 to 20 to 32. We'll see how that works out for him there. Moving on to the running backs. Running backs, there's a lot to talk about, right?
Yeah.
Definitely a lot of backs here. So we'll go ahead and we'll start with the top 10. And well, obviously 15, I guess. We go Christian McCaffrey. I don't know who McCarthy is, but that's another guy there. That's pretty nasty.
That's the coach of the Cowboys now.
That guy's a beast. But McCaffrey, got Barkley at 2, Dalvin Cook at 3. Ezekiel Elliott, Alvin Kamara, Aaron Jones, Derrick Henry, Austin Eckler, Leonard Fournette, Kenyon Drake rounding off the top 10. You have Chubb, Mixon, Jacobs, Miles Sanders, and Damian Williams, 15. And even outside of that, you have some pretty big names.
Seriously.
It's insane. But, see how deep – I feel like I'd be comfortable with a lot of these guys, even at
Kareem
16.
Hunt at 31.
Yeah, Melvin Gordon at 22. Oh, Melvin Gordon's over in Denver now, too.
Yeah, in Denver,
Like Mark Ingram
at 21. He's got to be higher, I think.
That's James Conner at 23.
Yeah. See, a lot of depth at running back.
Listen, don't even talk about James Conner, okay? Because that's a roller coaster.
Barry Sanders, man. He's the next Bear.
Yeah, that's what we heard last year. I'm just kidding.
No, that's we gotta look back at the tape because I
Jerick McKinnon really 70. Him, but
yeah,
Jerick I agree. McKinnon I don't know 70. If he's even gonna play, man. He's irritating me.
Do you think? Yeah. Well.
Just
what do you think? Do you think they draft another back?
I think they signed Mostert. They extended him.
Yeah,
and they still got Coleman, right?
Yep, and they also still got I think pretty solid.
Breida. They got a ton of backs over in San Francisco.
I will say, if Raheem Mostert is like the solid number one, like always starting, he's top 10 easily. Especially
well, they definitely have him. They have him ranked higher, so they got him ranked at 24 over the other guys.
Right. I mean, it's probably only because he shares because the other guys are talented too. Coleman and Breida, they're all talented. So, but if he was just if they always play him, he's top 10 easily.
Is Breida even out here?
I haven't seen him.
Oh, I see him.
Yeah, I don't know. He should be. I feel like.
What's up with that? What's going on over there?
I don't know. I gotta talk 70? I gotta talk to Lynch.
You gotta find out. Yeah. Because they got Devonta Freeman and Carlos Hyde ranked, and they're both free agents.
Yeah.
Duke Johnson Jr. at 38. Are you kidding me?
That guy's a beast. What are you
talking about, like I said, I wouldn't touch Houston with a 10-foot ball, man.
No, but they have David Johnson over there and Duke Johnson. Yeah.
All right, so can I start off by saying I think Zeke should be number three. I think Alvin Kamara should come out of the top 10 and Kenyon Drake and Nick Chubb get in there over Eckler Fournette. And I think Aaron Jones should be over – he should be probably like in the five range. But I think Nick Chubb maybe should be number five.
Yeah. So give me your top 10, Derek.
I say Christian McCaffrey, Saquon Barkley, Ezekiel Elliott. Mm-hmm. I guess Derrick Henry at number four, Aaron Jones 5, Kenyon Drake 6, Nick Chubb 7, maybe Josh Jacobs 8, to be honest. And then I guess Leonard Fournette can stay there at 9, and then getting all lost here. Maybe Alvin Kamara 10.
Wow. Okay. I got a similar one, kind of. I got
what do you got?
I got one CMC. I got Zeke at 2. I got Dalvin Cook at 3. I got Saquon at 4. I got Derrick Henry at 5. I got Kenyon Drake at 6. I got Aaron Jones at 7. I got Josh Jacobs at 8. I got Merlin Mack at 9 and Chris Carson at 10.
Wow.
You don't have Nick Chubb in the top 10.
Nope.
You brought Mac all the way down from 25, huh?
Wow.
Dude, I like Mac a lot. I think
I like Mac. That's
I think he's a beast.
I think Indy's going to be a great team this year.
I agree.
They're definitely going to be a talented squad, that's for sure. But Mac coming from 25 jumping into the top 10. I can see that. I can see Jacobs falling into the top 10. I can see
Me too.
So here's my thing. I don't know. Todd Gurley is really messing with my head.
He could be beast or bust.
Right. That's one of those things. It's kind of one of those. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. His name just keeps popping up for me. I mean, he could definitely end up in the top 10. Drake's definitely in the top 10. Chubb's got to be in the top 10. I don't see Eckler or Fournette in the top 10. I think Jones kind of finishes at 10 for me.
Where do you got Alvin?
I see that's the guy there for me who he's either going to be 9 or 11 because I just and just to kind of not to skip the subject, but Mixon at 12 to me I think was too high. I don't know what's going on in Cincy. I don't trust Mixon at 12. I think he ends up between 15 and 20 somewhere. But the guys I have coming down are Gurley. Where was I? Gurley, like I said, Jacobs. Definitely Chubbs falls in there. And Kamara, I don't know. I think Kamara probably may end up in the top 12 with, you know, at 11 or 12. I don't really know what's going to happen with Kamara, but that's kind of where I'm looking.
And like I said, if the Niners use Raheem Mostert the way they should, he'll be top 10 easily. But I don't know if they will. He likes using the committee of backs. But he was a beast last year.
He was a beast, yeah. But they, I mean, they throw everybody in that back over there. I just too much don't see committee. Any of those. Yeah, I don't see any of those running backs falling in the top 10. Just don't see that happening. But Chris Carson could be another one that can, you know, he can.
He's got health issues, but if he could stay healthy, I could see it. But
and then, you know, there's a name we none of us have even mentioned here is Le'Veon Bell. We just don't know what's going to happen with him either. But
Adam Gase does not know how to use a running back. We saw it with Kenyon Drake. Kenyon Drake's a huge talent, never knew how to use him. And then you see him over here, Le'Veon Bell. He doesn't know how to use him. I think a running back in the Jet system is not a good pickup. We've seen that, you know, with Chris Ivory and a lot of backs in the past, too. Jets just are struggling at running back. So I think he's erroneous.
So
I think Damian Williams, if he could stay healthy, could be pretty big just because their offense is so efficient, you know?
Yeah, just true. What about Jordan Howard in Miami?
I don't like him. I think
it's a great pickup.
I think he was terrible with the Bears.
I don't.
You think so?
Yeah. I think he's a physical back, and I think he's going to be great in their system, especially when we beef up our offensive line. We've made Miami's made two moves already in the offseason with Eric Flowers and then the center, from the Patriots. And then obviously we're going to draft two linemen, so I think he's going to be good.
Yeah.
I think you guys are going to draft a quarterback or a running back, and he's going to be forgotten.
We're going to draft a running back too, but I don't know. I think
I don't see him as being relevant.
We're not actually throw a rookie running back in there. We don't really have anyone.
Why not? It's not hard. It's the easiest transition from college to NFL. It's you've seen many great rookie running backs, Zeke, Saquon, tons of them.
I disagree.
It's an easy transition. Listen,
It can be. I think that's one to look out. You know, look out for Jordan Howard. I mean, I think I like what's going on in Miami. I think they're definitely putting some players together there that that want to work with each other and definitely want to play. So the definitely the attitude there is kind of different and the atmosphere is kind of changing. So
if they draft a running back in the first round, Jordan Howard's going to be nothing more than a third down goal line back.
Disagree 100%.
It depends on who they're going to draft, man.
We'll see. We will see. You
know, depends on who they're going to draft. But we'll definitely take a look at how that works out there. So it'll be interesting. I'm actually interested as to where Bereda's at. That's not even making it the top 70.
Yeah.
We have to figure that one out.
Clay's off on that one big time.
Yeah, I think so too.
I'm interested to see if he's on someone else's list.
We can go back onto the other one and see where he even landed. I don't know if he did or if he didn't. But We'll take a look at that. Let's wrap this segment up. We'll come back and discuss wide receivers and tight ends at the next segment.
Roger.
We'll be right back. I'm Jay Rivera with XNX Sports Radio, and I want to talk to you about EMP Music Studio, the new home of XNX Sports. EMP Music Studios, located in beautiful downtown Hartford, Connecticut, has everything you need to record your next music production. With the latest in production and editing equipment and top quality service, EMP Music Studio gets the job done right. Look them up on Facebook or send me a message to get connected with EMP Music Studio. It's impossible to Photoshop. All right, we're back in our third segment here. We're going to discuss wide receivers and tight ends and their position rankings here based on, who's this? Mike Clay's 2020 PPR 300, top 300. So we discussed the quarterbacks and running backs last segment, and we kind of went back and forth on a lot of things, some good points there. So now let's look at the wide receivers. Wide receivers will go down in order. We have Michael Thomas, Devontae Adams, DeAndre Hopkins, Julio Jones, Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, Tyreek Hill, DJ Moore, Kenny Galladay, excuse me, and Amari Cooper rounding out the top 10. Then from 11 to 15, you have Adam Thielen, Allen Robinson second, Cortland Sutton, Tyler Lockett, and Keenan Allen. There's some interesting names that fall after that as well. I mean, they're pretty deep, actually. I mean, I'm going to go down to 20. I mean, look, you got T.Y. Hilton, Robert Woods, Juju, Smith-Schuster, Terry McLaurin, and Cooper Kupp. And the list just goes on and on and on there. So, look, there's a lot of juice there. First of all, my take on this, we're looking at Chris Godwin and Mike Evans there. We all know they got a new quarterback. Those two guys, studs, they both, you know, over 1,000 yards last year. With Winston, they got Tom Brady this year. So, you know, everyone's like, oh, my goodness, they're just going to blow it up again. I don't know. And correct me if I'm wrong, and maybe I'm just kind of thinking, and I'm not a Brady hater by no means whatsoever. I still think he is probably the best quarterback there is. But to be able to feed, well, I don't know, to have these guys repeat what they did last year, I think Winston's more of a gunslinger. I think that's kind of why that whole thing went down last year. I don't know if we see Brady passing for 5,000 yards at his age this year. So,
well, yeah, I agree with you. I don't think so either. But looking at it, like, so Godwin and Evans are long ball receivers.
Right.
Brady doesn't throw down the field that much. He doesn't throw for 40-plus right. yard passes. You know, he's a quick slant guy, and he lets his receivers do the work. So I think I have them both in the top 10 because I think they're very talented. But I think they're going to have to change their style. Like, they're possession receivers, but I think they're going to have to be more speed receivers now and go for volume over than long distance passes.
Yeah. I mean, he has been able to do it in the past. He did it with Randy, you know?
Yeah, but that's a young Brady. Guy, like, look at him last year.
In the past, right. bro.
No, but don't you think it makes it easier if there's two guys instead of one? I'm not saying they're
not long ball. Brady's
caliber, but
Brady doesn't throw for more. 40 plus yards.
That's going to put a different type of strain on his body at his age.
He doesn't have to throw 40 yards. 20 is fine.
Yes, James Winston's throwing 70.
Yeah, so
I'm saying it's going to be totally different.
It is. I think the dynamics definitely going to be different. Now, you know, Brady is a smarter guy, right? I think he's a smarter guy. He's going to be able to pick up whatever. What's our guy's name there now? The coach,
Bruce Arians.
Bruce Arians. You know, he's definitely a quarterback friendly coach, right? He's going to be able to draw some things up, and I think it's going to be exciting, you know, but to see these guys repeat what they did last year, I don't know if they both end up in the top 10. I think one of them does. To me, I kind of like Mike Evans better than Chris Godwin. I don't know why. I can't really give you any details behind that. I guess he's just got
more of a solid history.
Yeah, I guess, you know, if you want to kind of go down that road. Yeah, he's a little bit more proven, I guess. So I feel like he would be the one that would probably build a better relationship with Brady and end up in the top 10. Now, I think they both end up top 15. You know, I mean, one's in the 10, one's in the top 15. You know what I mean? But I don't know. I mean, even that could be a little bit of a stretch as well. The other one, I think that kind of I'm not too sure about is Kenny Galladay in Detroit rounding off the top 10 and number 9. And even DJ Moore, I think we talked about that in the pre-talk too. But I'm not confident with the situation with Detroit with Stafford and his health. You know, if he's going to be able to continue a full season again. You know, Galladay's he's a beast. He's definitely got talent. But I don't know what they're planning on doing.
Yeah, sometimes he disappeared behind Marvin Jones. Like, sometimes it was either one or the other. It was never like.
Right.
So I agree. Kenny Galladay, I wouldn't trust him.
Yeah. And even when you're talking about disappearing, you're talking to Amari Cooper too there. And I'm sorry, you know, but I've seen it, you know, firsthand. We've seen it last year. You know, he takes plays off.
I still have him over DJ Moore and Kenny Galladay, though.
I have him more. Yeah. I do. But, you know, you mentioned that and just kind of. I don't
something,
know.
It is something to mention. It's something to watch out for when picking out a receiver because.
But
I think that game might be important.
Yeah, I think someone who takes a big jump, It's going to be T.Y. Hilton. You know, Phillip Rivers over there in Indy now, I think that's really going to benefit him. And I think he takes a leap forward. He might actually fall into the top 10 coming down from 16. So I think that's one to kind of look at.
I think consistently, I think Tyler Lockett should be in the top 10. He even when DK was having games, Tyler Lockett was always there, and he's Russell's most trusted guy, and Russell slings it. And so
he definitely has that connection.
He has to be in top 10, I think.
Yeah, he definitely has that connection there for sure.
I think there's a couple options that are deeper than Lockett. Like, how about Derek? What do you think about Stephon Diggs? Or how about AJ Brown or Devontae Parker? I feel like those guys should be top 10.
You could be right. I think I'm not still sure about Diggs. The only thing I worry about, I love Josh Allen, don't get me wrong, but sometimes his accuracy is still a little bit of an issue. And Buffalo, because their defense is so good, they don't throw it a super ton. They tend to run it more, especially when Josh Allen, it breaks down and everything. I'm not sure how Diggs is going to be. He will definitely help them, but I think it opens up things more for it to be an equal thing between Cole Beasley and John Brown. And so Diggs is, talent-wise, he should be up there. And I think Cooper Kupp actually should be higher than Robert Woods, in my opinion. I think Cooper Kupp should be in the top 15. He's a beast, and that's kind of really the guy Jared Goff is really consistent with.
Yeah. Diggs over at 29. You know, you got A.J. Green over him who hadn't even played a snap last year. So that's, you know.
And Devontae Parker should be in the top 15 if he gets a good rapport with, I don't know if they're going to draft Tua or, and I don't think Fitzmagic is going to be every game. I think they're going to draft a quarterback. So
I think Devontae Parker
really proved himself, and I think Devontae Parker is going to make a big jump.
But there's nothing that's saying that Fitzmagic's not going to start this year, which I think he will.
I think he'll start at the beginning, but they're really going to want to throw their new guy out there at some point, you would think.
No, I disagree.
Because Fitzmagic could have a game where he throws four interceptions. You're telling me they're not going to think about it? Fitzmagic, he can be either the 500 yards and five touchdown guy, or he can be the 200 yards, four interceptions.
He had the best season of his career last year, and he didn't even start all the games.
I saw him in Buffalo, man. I saw them, and he does that sometimes.
That's Fitzmagic without the beard, man. That's
pre-beard Fitzmagic. I saw him in real life with the beard, man. And
he had beard in Buffalo. Don't act like he didn't have beard at the Ralph, all right? He had it.
Dude, nothing like it is now.
Well, I don't know. He had beards. He's a bearded man. He wears the beard.
He's a bearded man.
This is what I will say.
Ours in the beard, man.
Because of his running ability, if the Niners do not draft another receiver, I think Debo could make a little jump, maybe up to 18 or 17.
Debo jumped all the way up to the West Coast there. Okay, I thought you were definitely sticking with the Buffalo-Miami talk. But
I'm sorry I'm all over the
place. No, that's fine. That's fine.
Drop back, I think Devontae Parker will have a better season than Stephon Diggs.
I got a question for you guys. Okay. Now with the absence of DeAndre Hopkins in Houston, what does that do for Will Fuller?
I still think he's too injury prone. And actually now maybe only Will Fuller was able to have that time to go down the field because they still had to account for DeAndre.
I don't know.
I think Houston. I wouldn't touch Houston, man, unless it's like.
No, I know. Listen,
and you can get Will Fuller, but I don't think you can. But
I mean, he's what ranked at 35.
He's going to be the best receiver on the team, no doubt. But I wouldn't say he's top 20. You know what I mean? I think he's going to drop off for sure.
What about Robbie Anderson in Carolina now?
Yeah. Well, they got what, DJ Moore and Curtis Samuel. I think he's. I don't know. I don't really like Carolina too much other than CMC.
I agree.
I mean, no, yeah.
But at the same time, they will be playing those beast teams in their division, so maybe they have to throw a lot. So maybe. I don't know.
It's hard to see it right now. Definitely hard to see.
Yeah, it is definitely tough. These receivers, you know, once you start getting past like 20, 25, there's a lot of question marks there. Also, none of this, so I think we probably should have led this to begin with, you know, from the very beginning. there's no rookies in this at all. This is all pre-draft. Mm-hmm. Right. So, you know, when you start to think about the rookies that will be coming out as wide receivers, and I think we talked a little bit about running backs coming out, and I don't know if that was actually in the segment or in the pre-talk, but running backs coming out and then, you know, jumping right into it. Receivers is a different story. We see this all the time with receivers where they just come in as rookies, you know, first, second, third, fourth round talents even sometimes, and making some big plays. Mm-hmm. So there are some big names coming out this year in the draft. Some of them, and actually, you know, three of the four of us that are here are actually looking at some pretty, you know, pretty big names in those positions, possibly, depending on the mock drafts that are coming up. So we'll see how that kind of puts a play into some of these things, because I can definitely see some of those names showing up into at least the top 20 here, depending on what happens.
I had a quick question for you guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you think that Sterling Shepard on the Giants will be better than Golden Tate on the Giants? Because I feel like Golden Tate should be their number one, but I don't know.
That is a great question.
But for some reason, I don't think he ever is.
But you know what? So see, so that right there just kind of brought me to what I was looking at. So we talked about Jones landing at 13, right, as a 13th ranked quarterback. But his number one quarterback, according to this, is ranked 36, and then his other one's over here at 43. I don't really know how that kind of warrants it, because then if we even go further, and I don't want to jump too much into, because we're going to talk about tight end soon, but, you know, he had that option over there, Evan Ingram. Mm-hmm. Does that really calculate into a top 15 quarterback?
I think so. And
they have a lot of weapons.
And I just noticed this. He has a lot of rapport with Darius Slayton. So does Slayton become the number one Giant?
Slayton, to me, I like Slayton. I think that's the guy that's actually going to creep up.
So of those three, who do you think is his number one receiver? I'm not talking about Evan Ingram at tight end. Who do you think?
No. I think Slayton ends up being the number one guy.
I think so.
Yeah, I like Slayton's talent. I really do. That. I just do. And the kid plays ball, man. I love the way he plays. You know, Shepard too. And not that Tate isn't, you know, but to me, just Slayton stands out a little bit more. I mean,
so if you think about it, look at all these guys that he has. I think he has to be top 15.
He's got some guys
look
listed
at those
there.
Guys, man. Even if one goes down, so much depth at receiver, and then I'm not even talking about maybe possibly the best running back in the league at Saquon. You know what I mean?
But I mean, I don't know, because look, You say that in one hand, but then the other hand, look at Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp, and Goff was listed over in like 20 something.
I feel like that team's falling apart, man. They're losing.
Yeah, but you know, I don't know.
I'm not sold on Goff. I think that was a fluke year.
I think that's
totally different analogy.
Right. So, I think the Giants have way more talent on the offensive
no doubt.
Side.
I'm with you, Derek.
Yeah.
Who's the Rams running back?
I don't know who it is now.
Henderson? Yeah.
Is he even listed in the top like 30 running backs? Like, yeah. He's a starter and he's not even in the top 30. I don't think.
He's 28.
Wow. That's like, would you feel
Darrell Henderson Jr.
Yeah, that's the kid from Memphis, right? I believe so.
I would take Sony Michel over him.
Yeah.
I would take Jordan Howard over
him.
He's from Memphis. Darius Geis, Kareem Hunt, Ronald Jones, James White, I would take them all over him.
I don't disagree with you. I just wanted to kind of throw that out there and kind of see. I definitely think New York's talent is better than the Rams' talent, and those are two teams that are going in complete opposite directions. So you know,
and if the Giants draft well, maybe they take like an offensive lineman, and I know they want
to. They need to.
Defense,
they definitely need that though.
I think the Giants could be. Paper wise, they should be scary good.
Oh, it could be. They definitely could be. They can make some moves.
Yeah,
they're not that far away. That's for sure.
They play up to the competition, though. They play some good teams tough. So I think
Dallas really beefed up their defense. I know they lost Byron Jones, but that defensive line might be one of the best in the league now.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be interesting, but I think Daniel Jones could do some things this year with that team.
It'll be interesting. Definitely will be. There's I just lost them. Well, we'll move on. So, all right. So, if it comes back to me, it comes back to me. I saw a name there that I wanted to discuss, but it is what it is now. But anyhow, so when you're looking at the receivers and you kind of see the talent, right, and how deep it goes, there's definitely some names that are definitely, I think, going to move up, you know, a lot higher than where they are right now. Even Emmanuel Sanders, who's right now at 48, I mean, that's definitely got to come down. Here's a name I was looking for. Christian Kirk, you know, at 53. Now with the addition of
Fitzgerald
of Hopkins over there. And it's, yeah, I mean, that's definitely going to be something. Fitzgerald, you got to account for. I mean, the dude's a baller still, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think Kirk is definitely set up to have a big year, an even bigger year because of the addition of Hopkins now. Because, you know, he's dangerous.
I think he's too much committee with that team, though. I wouldn't trust putting him in every week with those other two. But why is Tyrell Williams of the Vegas Raiders at 61 and he's their starting receiver?
Yeah, well, see, I don't know. I mean, I don't think he's going to be their – he's their starting receiver on paper, but he's not a number one guy. Williams has always been a compliment guy. That's why they went out for Antonio Brown last year, and then that whole thing kind of fell apart. They're going to be drafting a number one guy this year.
You think that's why he's so low? Because they're going to probably draft
a receiver. Yeah, they're going to be drafting. You're either going to get Judy or CD Lamb, hopefully, out of that first draft pick that they grab this year, and that's going to be their number one guy. That's what it's going to translate into. And then again, they have a position, the tight end position, that they throw to a lot more they did last year, which kind of translated to being, you know, getting more balls.
Speaking of tight end, could Waller potentially be the number one tight end this year? He's at number four in this list.
So let's jump into tight ends here since, you know, we're going to start running out a little bit of time. Jumping into tight ends, great transition there, Derek. Thank you.
Yeah.
Number one, you got Travis Kelce. You got George Kittle, Zach Ertz, Darren Waller, Mark Andrews, Tyler Higbee, Evan Ingram, Hunter Henry, Jared Cook, and Austin Hooper at number 10. Then from 11 to 15, you have TJ Hockenson, Jack Doyle, Miami's guy, Mike Gesicki, Noah Fant, and Dallas Goedert, I'm sorry, out of Philly.
I feel like tight ends might be kind of deep this year comparatively to the last few years.
Tight ends are definitely deep. And I think that position, we're going to be seeing more and more of this as the talent. As these, you know, kids coming out of college are more athletic, you know, they're bigger, faster, stronger.
Yep.
Definitely changes the position. To answer your question about Waller, could he possibly be the number one tight end at the end of the year? He definitely can be. There's definitely potential for that to happen, but it's really going to depend on what things, you know, transpire around him.
Well, the uncertainty at quarterback kind of throws me off a little bit, but I mean, the best friend of a new quarterback is obviously the tight end, so it could work out in his favor.
Always.
I think this is Derek Carr's year to perform because I think they're going to go with him this year. And then how he does, that's when they'll decide. So I think he's going to be their quarterback for the most part the whole year.
Yeah, look, like I discussed last time, it wasn't the offense's fault last year that, you know, I mean, there was definitely defensive issues last year when it came down to the Oakland Raiders last year. Excuse me. And moving forward now into Las Vegas, Derek Carr definitely has the talents. You surround him with even in his stats last year. Again, I think he had the best season under Gruden's new system since Gruden has gotten there as well. So there was improvement there. So everyone hears about how complex that system is and how his offense is, you know, spider two, monkey, banana, whatever, you know, he's all kinds of craziness that he's always doing.
Yeah.
Right. So getting to understand that offense and learning it, the more time under it, the better you're going to be. I think we've seen the progress there. I agree. This is his year. If he does not show this year, then you're definitely having to move forward from Derek Carr this year. I love Derek Carr. I think he, you know, he's probably been the best thing there since a long time. But when has the Raiders really had a true quarterback for, you know, that's really been, you know, there as long as he has been right now?
Rich Gannon.
Rich Gannon was my guy. He was my guy, but he came over. He came over from Kansas City. You know, he came over as a backup and everything like that. Came in and took over the number one spot. That was my dude. But again, he wasn't there. You know, he hasn't been there as long. Well, he wasn't there as long as Carr has been there now. Yeah. So, you know, as far as having consistency in the position goes. Now, they're definitely going to draft the quarterback this year because you're going to have to. Because that's what because that's what John Gruden does. That's what they do. You know, he's going to go after a guy. It's probably going to be, you know, Hurts. There's a lot of talk about Love out of Utah. Right? Yeah. And then, you know, so we'll see what happens there. Everybody who knows me knows that if none of those guys kind of pan out and that doesn't happen or they don't go after one of those guys, then we all need to just jump into the Trevor Lawrence gallery there, man, because that's the guy. But let's get back into tight ends here. So he can definitely fall into my and easily, you know, be a top two. You know,
I think this is going to surprise you. I think Kittle might not even PPR wise,
right?
I think Kittle might not even be a top five because he's so because they're going to be a little more run heavy. Yeah, I think he's a top five or top two tight end overall, but not PPR. I think Mark Andrews is going to make a pretty big jump. I mean, he's at number five, but I think Mark Andrews is going to finish better than Kittle, Zach Ertz, Darren Waller, Evan Engram, and I think Jared Cook will finish better.
How about
and
Eric Ebron?
OJ Howard to me is going to make a big jump because Brady loves throwing to his tight end, and I think OJ Howard's finally going to show his thing. Not saying that Kittle can't have some beast games, but there's going to be a lot of games where he's not featured a lot because it's pure running and controlling the clock.
Yeah, I think Ebron's a good name to kind of think about too now in Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, but do we see Ebron from the Colts or do we see Ebron from the who was he with before?
We don't need any more dead air right now. I want to say
Detroit, right?
Detroit. He was supposed to be a beast there, and he wasn't. And I think Vance McDonald might finish better than
Ebron.
Ebron, because I think Roethlisberger loves Vance McDonald, and so.
I mean, it's definitely interesting. I don't know how that's all going to tie in. I think Austin Hooper at 10. Potentially, I can see that.
I think that's going to be a little quiet. I think he's.
I mean, potentially, like I said, that's what's potentially I can see
too many people to throw to. And I think Njoku's a beast. And I don't know why. I don't know what they're doing with having a two tight end set up. And they have Jarvis and OBJ. Think all four of them are going to be on the field at the same time?
And Kareem Hunt.
Well, Nick Chubb.
You think about that.
But I think Mark Andrews is going to be top three because Baltimore doesn't have anyone else to throw to. Because I'm not sold on Hollywood Brown. And who's their other receiver?
Good question. That's exactly his point. So,
I don't know. That's unless they draft it, but.
That is the point. Yeah,
that's his point.
I think Mark Andrews is a beast, and he's the most consistent guy he threw to.
I think Evan Engram has got to come before that. I mean, he's listed at seven. I think he's top five. I think if I'm going top five and I'm ranking these top, you know, these tight ends, I'm going Kelce, Waller. Yes. That's where I think Engram comes in. I think Engram goes in three. Right.
Only thing with Engram is there's too much talent around him as well. That's why I think Mark Andrews will be better than Engram because there's no one else to throw to.
Yeah. I don't know. Ingram's beast.
Don't get me wrong. Talent-wise, he's better than Mark Andrews, but Mark Andrews is their only option.
And O.J. Howard can definitely jump into the top 10, man. That might be one we want to look out for. We've been waiting for him to kind of explode, right?
Yeah. And this is the guy to do it because
absolutely.
He's no Gronk, but...
No, but hey, he's... No, listen.
Still a big guy.
We know he's a talent. We're just waiting for that thing to kind of explode. I don't know. I mean, I'm looking down at the rest of this
list. Greg Olsen could be sneaky good at 27 because that's why maybe my boy Will Disley won't finish in the top 10. But I forgot the guy Greg Olsen. But Greg Olsen might be sneaky good up there too.
Yeah.
I got Jonnu Smith being sneaky good too. Tennessee.
Oh, okay. This is going to be an interesting position. And as we've seen the tight end position kind of, evolve in the past few years. I mean, definitely a position you have to account for now. Again, bigger, faster, stronger, right? Matchups always, you know, play a factor into this. You know, they line them up against a corner, they're in trouble, right? So we've mm-hmm. seen these things kind of come out before. So time check here. We're running down to the end of our show here. So let me real quick. Give me top five overall after speaking to all this. Does any of this change your top five overall? Are we good with our top five when we talked about from the beginning, or does anybody else make your list now? So
top five what?
Overall. Overall.
Oh, of all players?
After speaking through all this, does any of this, you know, change anybody's top five? I don't think it does mine. I just, you know, I think
my top three stays the same in CMC, Michael Thomas, and Saquon. But
so you're telling me, Chris, at number two, if you have the number two pick, you're taking Michael Thomas?
Yeah. See, I think that's where I kind of hold that out a little bit on that.
Okay.
Yeah. So
does he finish top two? PPR possibly, but you got to get that stuff.
I mean, if we're talking draft order, if we're doing a mock draft, then no.
But you think he finishes in the top five, it's
the PPR rankings, you know.
So here you go. So that's my point. So with this PPR, if we were doing a mock draft, or if we were drafting and everybody was on auto draft, at this point, Michael Thomas would go to whoever had him on auto draft, right? That's mm-hmm. how this is, you know, would be set up. So looking at that point, if it was me, no, I don't think Thomas falls into my top five.
I move him to six. I
think he moves him out, right? I think because depending, especially if it's a 10-man or 12-man league, you're like, mm-hmm. I think about that.
I don't know. I think I might take him over Dalvin Cook, though, because I have Dalvin as the number five running back. I think I would take him over Dalvin. But not over Zeke, Saquon.
My first five all running backs.
So you take Dalvin Cook over Michael Thomas?
Yes.
I don't know if I would feel comfortable because I think Vikings might be ugly this year.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how this looks out. That'll be a subject for next conversation. So anyways, guys, listen, thanks for sharing this time with me today. Everyone out there, I hope everyone is continuing to stay safe. Again, let's all do our part. Let's not take any of this lightly. Let's do our part. Let's make sure we're taking care of ourselves and our families and just be careful out there. Hope everyone is going to enjoy the rest of the weekend. And I'll leave it at that. This is XNX Sports Radio signing off.
All right, guys. Stay safe.
See ya.
You are listening to XNX Sports Radio.
You did!